Blog Talk Radio.
Teen Scene Radio. Okay, so I'm standing here and I'm thinking, you know, you ever had guests coming over and try figuring out how you're going to take care of cleaning the house before they got there? You know, or a client on the way. You know, you're not at the office yet. You know, it's the same thing with radio. You know, it's different when there's a, you know, we have a live studio. You know, some of us can record radio show from the car, from the house. You know, we can roll over in bed and record our show and connect to the studio from the back of the limo, from the jacuzzi. You know, some of us can connect with the show directly from the helicopter, you know, from the plane, using that Rudy Thiel's airphone in the Billion Dollar Network. Big shout out to Teddy Turner. Speaking about Teddy Turner, how's everybody doing with school? You know, first, I had a project for school this week. And I worked on that project You know, I followed instructions at first. I did everything it said in the book to do, right? I wondered why it wasn't doing what it was supposed to, you know? I was writing programs. Yeah, that's my class. It's programming class. And, you know, for web pages and stuff. I mean, I already knew HTML. However, improving my script writing so I could finalize the whole site. You know, I would do a whole site and have to go to someone else for the script because I needed brushing up on script. So I'm taking a class, and you know, I read the whole book, and I realized I had the wrong version of the book. And exams came out of another book, so I finally got an online book. Another student worked with me on that. However, I'm taking this, and the first time I did the scripts, they didn't work right. Second time I did the scripts, they didn't work right. And I'm thinking, you know, I did them at school, they didn't work right. Yeah, I did them at the library, they didn't work right. So finally, you know, I'm desperate, you know. It's the day that they're due, you know, I've been working on this way in advance. So all the way up to the day that the scripts were due, you know, were due in 11:59 p.m. I had to have them submitted online. And hold on. Okay, I'm back. So I had to have these scripts submitted online. And the class, you know, the whole class I haven't done. So that the last day, I said, you know, I'm afraid I'm going to give this another try. I sat there all day. I was out. I was in the mall. I sat there for like 5 hours. And one script after another, I finally got right. I had to be on display like a doll in the window at a store to get them right. You know, does that make sense? I saw Jamie Foxx walking. It wasn't really Jamie Foxx. All right. So I had all these reservations about completing the scripts, and I finally got it done. All right, so Teddy Turner, you know what I was talking about Teddy Turner for. However, I was talking about the airphone, you know, Teddy Turner, Cartoon Network, all these scripts, business opportunity. Look,
That's an incredible business opportunity. And let me tell you something. Some things are like sitting on a ton of money. It's like if you knew you had the secret code generator to the lottery every week. Every week it gets the lottery numbers correct. But you don't use it because you're like, you know what? I don't need that right now. However, every week I can come up with new lottery numbers for the week. You know? It's like having something doesn't mean using. However, having something, also there's rules to having something. Generally, when you get something, it'll tell you when to use it. It'll tell you when it's most important to access any certain device, network. It's like a wife or husband, you know. Don't do me today. However, it's all the cracking on the weekend. Do me every night. Up until, and then don't do me for a while. The lottery code generator, the lottery number generator tell you, don't use me until you really need me. Don't use the unlimited money just until it's so necessary that the whole world will work with you. It's what this opportunity said to me. I'm in prayer every day, consistent prayer, 24 hours a day. In all the networks, in all the religions, in all the nationalities, and all the ages, age groups. I'm saying to myself, you know what? I've got something really going on here. That's what other people were saying also. I'm saying, look, this opportunity isn't for a small office, not for a group of 1,000 employees or 2,700 employees or 6,400 employees or 30,000 employees. This is for billions around the nation, around the world, so that we can really, really get it right.